Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to come to Mark's Gospel in chapter 12, and out of the various teachings and comments made, the one I want to pick up on today is Jesus observing the offerings of the crowd, and particularly, of course, the poor widow. Jesus was in the temple area. He'd arrived in Jerusalem, and it was going to be only a very short time from now that the Lord Jesus would be taken and he would be crucified. He would die for us. But one of the things that he does is to sit down and to observe. I think that's important. It's a record. He didn't stand. He sat down opposite where the offerings were being taken, and he watches. I think Jesus did a lot of that, you know, in his life and ministry. Of course he was teaching. Of course he was busy. He was working very hard, sometimes incredibly long days. And we know he was up the mountain praying for hours. But it's just, I think, significant to see the record that on this occasion he sits down and he's watching. And, you know, we need sometimes to sit and watch. We need to observe. It's very easy to be busy, but sometimes just to pause, just to sit back a bit, look at what's going on, can be very valuable. And he's watching people put money into the temple treasury. And he sees that many rich people throw in large amounts. And, you know, I think as Jesus is watching that, he's not just looking at the large amounts, but he's getting a sense of what's in the hearts of these people. And we very much get the sense of Jesus' teaching in other places too, that there's a very sort of arrogant, proud, showing off, a boasting about the sort of amounts that they're giving. And we know the Bible constantly reminds us that God looks on the heart. And so as Jesus is watching, he's seeing the way that some of these people give their gifts. It's not sort of quiet and secret. It's a very, very sizable sum. And then he sees this poor widow. Now we know that the Bible again refers to the real need to care for the widow and the orphan. But the first thing I think it's important to notice is that the widow came to give. It's very important that she didn't take the opinion, I've got next to nothing to give, so I won't bother. No, it's not like that. She still has a sense, I need to give. It's good to give. Even though what I have amounts to very, very little, I am still going to participate. And you know, that's a very, very important principle, that no one should feel I can give nothing. It's not about the amount, it's about the heart, the willingness. So that's one thing. She came and she comes to give. Now, she puts in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. Again, I think it's interesting. Jesus was near enough to see that. You know, you mustn't think of Jesus watching from such a distance. Jesus sees that. Now, he's not prying, of course. He's not wanting to know what people give in a kind of a poor or bad way. No, no, that's not the point. But he's observing these two copper coins going into the treasury. And he decides to call his disciples. This is a moment, a teaching moment. He says, look, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. Jesus is very keen to take the opportunity to show that to give is better than to receive. And when we give even a little, we get the pleasure of God. And for her, She'd actually given everything. How was she going to buy food that day? We don't know. But she'd given everything. And this was such a contrast to the proud and arrogant giving going on around her. Well, we must pause for worship. After our worship, my good friend Patrick will join me to reflect a little more on this story in Mark chapter 12.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward. I've joined Richard now to look further at the story in Mark chapter 12 of the widow's offering, the widow's mite, as it's very often referred to. Richard, what point are we at in Jesus' ministry when this happens?
Well, he's in the last week of his life before going to the cross, so it's a very pivotal, a very important time.
That's interesting, because I was just looking back, you know, earlier on in the chapter, and you've got an awful lot of very significant teaching at this point, haven't you? There's the parable of the tenants, there's a thing about paying taxes to Caesar, there's a thing about marriage. It's significant stuff, which means that this story must be significant too.
I think that's exactly right. And I think, again, it shows the tremendous composure of Jesus. I mean, if we knew we were going to face what he was going to face, would we be able to concentrate on sharing truth and gems and insights? I think for us, for me, that would be massively difficult. But Jesus knows what he's about, and he's focused, and he's watching what this widow is getting up to.
And he's using it to teach his disciples something. Because, again, I suppose it's not going to be long, and the disciples are going to be kind of on their own. And he's using it not just to make a point, but specifically he draws them to him and he says, look at this, this is what's happening.
Yes, I think that's right. And you could just picture that again, can't you? Peter, James, John, come around. I've got something to say. Would have been a very significant thing to watch and hear.
And again, I know in recent programmes we've looked at issues around the rich and the poor that there were at the time, and obviously there still are today. We still have rich people. But you were pointing out that it's the attitude that's the important thing, and very often it was the rich people showing kind of the wrong kind of attitude.
Very much so. We just have the sense that they thought they could buy God. That they could get his favour by putting an extra big sum in, which of course is far from the truth.
So I suppose one of the points that does come out of this is that how much should we give? Is there any sort of guide? Is this the kind of guide that we should give everything to God's work? Or what are we to understand from that?
I think that the important thing is to do what God is telling you to do at a given time. I believe this widow is giving everything because she really feels that's right. She's certainly not falling into the trap of the Pharisees who were giving in order to get. She's simply saying, I want to do this. I love God and I want to express my love in this way. And we have to be responsible, we have to think about our families, but essentially it's obeying God. And there are times when God may ask us to do something in our giving which the world would say is ridiculous. But if God is calling you to do it, you will not be in debt, but you do need to know what he's saying to you.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.